Good afternoon. The Foreign Minister, José Manuel Álvarez, said European leaders will discuss in Paris today how to prevent a peace negotiation on Ukraine ending up rewarding Russian aggression. A war of aggression cannot be rewarded. We cannot encourage others to launch wars of aggression, he said. Today, I'm convinced Putin will keep attacking and bombing Ukraine, so I do not see peace on the horizon at the moment, he said. Álvarez spoke ahead of an emergency summit of European leaders hosted by the French President Emmanuel Macron on the Ukraine war. The summit was convened after US officials suggested Europe would have no role in any talks on ending the conflict. US President Donald Trump stunned European NATO allies and Ukraine last week when he announced he'd held a call with the Russian President Vladimir Putin without consulting with them and would start a peace process. US Secretary of State Marco Rubio arrived in Saudi Arabia today ahead of expected talks with Russian officials aimed at ending Moscow's nearly three-year war in Ukraine. The National Police have arrested a fugitive in Elche who was wanted by Peruvian authorities for his alleged involvement in 16 murders. The suspect has been identified as the leader of a criminal organisation linked to at least 30 criminal activities, including selective assassinations and drug-related crimes. The investigation began following intelligence provided by the Peruvian authorities through Interpol. Police conducted months of surveillance, monitoring individuals within the suspect's possible network. After locating his hideout, a police operation was executed, leading to his arrest. Authorities are now working on the extradition process to return him to Peru. Athletic Bilbao's La Liga game at Espanyol was temporarily halted after visiting striker Iñaki Williams reported alleged racist abuse towards teammate Marouane Zandani in yesterday's 1-1 draw. The incident occurred in the first half when Williams told the referee that Espanyol fans had hurled racist abuse at Zandani, whose parents are Moroccan. The game was stopped in the 16th minute when the referee discussed the issue with the two captains and a match delegate. Local media reported that the game was halted for 3 minutes as part of the anti-racism protocol, and announcements were made asking the crowd to stop chanting. The referee warned that he would stop the game if the incident was repeated. And over 100 days have passed since the devastating storm struck the Valencia region on October the 29th. Among the worst affected areas were the beaches, which are still struggling to return to normal. Dozens of kilometres of coastline from Valencia through to Denia accumulated tons of reeds and all kind of debris, including dead animals carried by the floods. Despite ongoing clean-up efforts, uncertainty looms over whether they'll be fully restored in time for the Easter holidays. Denia's clean-up is ongoing, with work in Les Rotas set to finish this month before shifting onto the rocky beach of La Almadrava in March. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.